Charlottesville, Virginia, under a state of emergency after the violent clashes over the weekend. A man drove his car, of course, into the crowds, killing one woman, injuring 19 others. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe had a simple message for the protesters.
Please go home and never come back. Take your hatred and take your bigotry.
Donald Trump condemned the violence, but in a way that ended up, for many, making it worse.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Kristen Zakis is a city councillor and is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, or in my case, good afternoon.
Indeed. How's the city handling it?
It's been a horrible weekend for us. I think that we are beginning to recover. We had tragically three deaths that, it's going to take a long time to kind of process that, I think, for a lot of folks. But we are a strong community, and we have a lot of good kind of solidarity around the world, and so we can really feel that right now.
Have you worked, is there a link, what is the link between the helicopter aspect of it and the two deaths you refer to apart from the car incident? What's the link between the protest and that helicopter? Have we worked that out yet?
Sure. The original rally, the white supremacist group that had come into town from out of town, were in several different places, and they were moving around, and they had bands of them going from place to place. And so the state police had a helicopter in the sky, just kind of as surveillance, so they could tell where people were. So they were part of the sort of intelligence gathering for the day, and that helicopter crashed.
So that was an accident?
As far as we know.
Okay. The political aspect of this and the protests, is there something underlying, deeply underlying in the city, or was this just one of those crazy weekends where it all went horrifically wrong?
Well, I think there's been a long series of events that have led up to this, but I think it's both. I think it's something underlying throughout our whole country, that there is certainly a strain of racism, a strain of kind of unreconstructed Southern feelings left over from our Civil War, which happened in the 1800s. But I think a larger piece is more national, where there is this group of very far-right, alt-right, nationalist, white nationalist groups who have been empowered by the election of our current president, who has sort of winked and nodded at some of their statements, who's actually got one of their representatives, Steve Bannon, in the White House with him. And so when we in Charlottesville were really working toward racial equity, we're taking down a statue from of the Confederacy from the Civil War. We've been working on a lot of welcoming refugees into our community and declaring ourselves a welcoming community, trying to build racial equity in our town. A young man who is part of this alt-right movement called on all the alt-right people to come and rally here to protest Charlottesville.
What do you make of what the president said?
I was really dismayed. He had a chance to disavow the things that were done in his name. One of the speakers actually quoted him and said, this is who we take our cues from. He had a chance to say that what they did was wrong and that, in no uncertain terms. And instead, he just waffled and didn't do it.
I wish you the best, Kristen. I appreciate your time very much. Kristen Zakis, who's a city councillor in Charlottesville, Virginia, with us this morning.